Have all Perry Mason's efforts been for nothing? In attempting to prove that Mary McKean was tricked, that her baby had been wrongfully taken from her, is Mason instead to find himself discredited, disbarred, perhaps even jailed for kidnapping? Right now, it looks very much that way. For as we join them shortly after the close of yesterday's episode, we find Perry and Della in the back seat of a police car, under arrest, headed for the police station. Beside them, Officer Harrigan casts an occasional and unfriendly glance in their direction. Both Mason and Della have been silent, and Della keeps her face turned towards the window to hide the tears of disappointment in her eyes. But now, Mason breaks the silence.
You know, officer, I think I owe you an apology.
Skip it.
Believe me, I wouldn't have taken you in if it hadn't been absolutely necessary.
Look, I'm not sore. You had your laugh on me. Now I get my laugh on you. Turnaround's fair play.
I've been trying to learn how an innocent woman was framed. If you'd recognized me right off, you'd have spoiled my chances. I had to keep you too busy to ask embarrassing questions. I couldn't take that chance.
Sure. Harrigan will make a great movie actor.
Well, we all have our soft spots. All of us like to play actor.
And me bragging to my family how they'd see me on the screen. Big joke.
It wasn't a joke to me. It was deadly serious, Harrigan. My client is the victim of the meanest kind of conspiracy.
Tell it to the judge. Guess that'll be a new one for you, won't it, Mr. Mason? Answering the questions instead of asking them.
Oh, I'll still do a little of both.
And it had to be a kid that tipped me off. A kid who recognized you. The newspapers will certainly have themselves a time over that one. Just another dumb cop, Harrigan. Well, I guess I got it coming.
Why do the newspapers have to know anything about it?
Of course, you ain't gonna say a word.
Why should I?
I look you right in the face. I talk to you. And I can't see what's under my own nose. I don't recognize what's been in the police bulletins until a 14-year-old kid says, "That's Perry Mason." Ooh, will the captain chew me over for that?
What, for arresting and bringing in two people for whom the entire police force has been searching?
I should have done it hours ago.
You know, if I were you, I'd be congratulating myself. You stand to collect $750 in reward.
If it's awarded to me.
Well, you deserve full credit for the arrest. Why should they withhold the reward?
What do you got up your sleeve?
Nothing.
And why should you do me favors?
Oh, is there any reason why I shouldn't?
I spoiled your play. I arrested you.
When somebody takes a shot at you, you don't get sore at the pistol. That's merely the instrument. You go after the person who pulled the trigger.
I don't get it.
You needn't.
You're still going to jail. You ain't got a chance to talk me out of it.
I wasn't trying.
They say you both can be sent up for life.
I know what they say.
Lady, there ain't a bit of use in crying. Sure, it ain't any picnic in jail, but
I'm not thinking of myself. It's my cousin. Oh, Chief, we might have been on the verge of finding proof. We might have cracked the case in another minute, another hour.
Now, take it easy, Della. We're not licked.
If we're in jail?
There are others working for us outside.
No, but
take the matter we were talking about just before our arrest. It can be worked out by a different party.
Then we have a chance.
If you're talking about the fellas who helped you take those movies, or pretended to make movies, some of the boys are with them right now, asking questions. And they better have some good answers ready, too.
They're not guilty of anything, officer.
Harboring a man wanted by the police? That ain't anything?
First, you have to prove they knew I was Perry Mason. If you didn't recognize me, why, you...
Yeah.
Besides, before this thing gets too far, I expect to show there's no case against any others.
You sound pretty sure of yourself for a guy headed for the clink.
Well, officer, strange as it may sound, I still have faith in the workings of justice. I still believe the truth will out. Sometimes it takes a little time, but eventually the truth will out.
If all you need is time, I'm thinking you'll get plenty of that. All out.
Here, let me help you now.
Oh, Chief.
No. We've been in police stations before, Della.
Not like this.
Up the steps. Up the steps and inside and to the sergeant's desk. Since you two have been in police stations before, I don't guess I have to show you the way.
And as Perry and Della precede Officer Harrigan into the police station, inside a beautiful, ultra-modern penthouse apartment, we hear...
Mrs. Wren and Nan.
Hello, V.H.
I hope we're not intruding at your dinner hour.
Meaning you don't care, Mrs. Wren? No, matter of fact, I rarely dine before midnight. More chance to work up an appetite by then. Usually, I'm not in at this hour. But it happens I'm expecting a phone call. Won't you ladies sit down?
Oh, no, thanks, B.H. Think I'll just look around. I love this place.
You said you were going to telephone me. I tried to get you over and over
again. I've been out. I just came home in order not to miss a call.
Indeed. Possibly a more important crime?
Oh, by no means, Mrs. Wren. By no means. This call is vital to your case.
Mine?
If the gentleman will, and I expect he will, he can provide you with an alibi. Should it become necessary.
An alibi? For what?
For the period during which those compromising photographs were taken of your sister-in-law, Mrs. McKean, and that unfortunate deceased gentleman, Jim Rendell.
But why should I need an alibi? I shan't be on trial.
Mrs. Wren, you came to me because you believe me to be a good lawyer?
Of course.
A good lawyer leaves nothing to chance. Particularly when he expects to deal with a man as clever as Perry Mason. Mason can be very quick at turning the tables and putting the prosecution on the defensive.
Liz, look at this. A chromium bar. Hey, and it's got everything in it.
Nan, my dear, you have the instinct of a homing pigeon, as per usual. Would you ladies care for a drink?
I would.
Well, a small one, just to keep out the chill.
Hey, come on over and watch me while I play bartender.
I don't see why you need worry about Mason. He's busy keeping out of the hands of the police.
Mr. Mason has a habit of doing the unexpected. My hope is to anticipate the unexpected.
Mm-hmm. Here's your drink, Liz.
Oh, thanks.
When Mary McKean's trial is resumed, I expect to rush it to its conclusion with all possible speed.
I hope.
Here's your drink, B.H.
But I'd be most stupid if I ruled out the chance of a surprise move on the part of Mason.
Hey, B.H., here's your drink.
Oh, thank you, man. Oh, my call, no doubt. Put my drink on the bar, Nan. And, ladies, don't wait for me. Oh,
as if we would.
And Murtaugh speaking. Sergeant Parker. What's up, Sergeant? You don't say. Well, how long ago was this? Well, why didn't you let me know when the call came in? Oh, no matter, no matter. I assume the bail is high? Yes, yes. Thanks. I won't forget you, Barker. Now I will take that drink, Nan.
Here.
I have something to drink, too, as do we all.
Hey, wait till I get a refill.
What's happened?
Perry Mason and Della Street have been arrested.
Hey, that calls for a good stiff drink.
At this very moment, they're being booked.
No.
Cheers.
One moment, Nan. Guess where they were arrested, Mrs. Wren?
How would I know?
In a vacant apartment house on the west side.
What?
It seems they were taking some movies there of a hospital set.
Oh, no.
I think it was a coincidence, Mrs. Wren.
How could they have learned? How could they have found out?
I said Mason was resourceful.
How much do you think...
He has learned? I can't answer. But you see how right I was in arranging an alibi for you.
Yes.
Forewarned is forearmed. And with an alibi... And Doc Keegan whitewashing you.
If we only knew what Mason had learned.
I'll feel my way carefully when I get into the courtroom. Not that I need to. I think I can safely say I've prepared for every possible contingency. And we do have Mason and his secretary. No, I don't think they have a chance. Not a single chance. Huh. Shall we drink to that?
I'm on.
Not a single chance, says Mr. Murtaugh. Well, what do you think? Is this ruthless, clever man right? Will Perry Mason, for the first time in his career, go down to defeat? I don't know. Join us tomorrow, won't you? You know, everybody's talking about Tide, Procter & Gamble's new dishwashing wonder. Women who are using Tide say it's terrific. Say it makes dishwashing so much easier and pleasanter, they'll never go back to old dishwashing methods. And they're so right, for Tide washes dishes cleaner than any soap made. And Tide cuts grease better than any soap made. Seems to make it disappear completely. For Tide gives a completely new kind of suds. More suds, faster suds. Suds that are kind to your hands.
What's more, tide forms no disagreeable scum in the water, leaves no greasy ring round the pan, no cloudy film on dishes and glasses. That's why they rinse and dry sparkling clear, even without wiping. And oh, what a miracle Tide is in hard water. Gives oceans of instant, long-lasting suds and... well, you just have to see it to believe it. So try Tide in your dishpan today. There's nothing like it.